Hello.
Hi, Nathan. How's it going?
How you doing? Good.
I'm doing
okay.
Well.
I was able to get there to the bank, and they cut it on for me. And
okay.
I'm pretty sure that I the woman she told me the card number, but she didn't know the date and all that. But I'm pretty sure I remember. And
okay.
So if you're ready,
I'm
ready.
Let's see what we can do here. I'm just pulling up your account here. Computer gets a little slow at the end of the day, just like I do. Okay. So is this particular card MasterCard or Visa?
It's a Visa.
A Visa. And your name on that card, is it your name?
Yes, sir.
Business name, both?
It's the business, both. It's both.
Okay.
It's the business name and my name.
And first and last only, or is there a middle initial, middle name?
No, just first and last name.
Okay. You said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visas do.
Yeah.
And I'm
yep, it sure is.
Ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. It's 4471.
Okay.
4400.
Yes, sir.
0114.
Okay.
Then 4471.
4471. Let me read that back. I've got 4471, 4400, 0114, 4471.
I'm so sorry. I think it's 449. It's 91 is the first. It's 4491, not 71. The 71's the last.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was wondering about
yes,
the similarity.
Sir.
So I've got 4491. 4400 0114 4471.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. And then what do you think is the expiration month and year?
It's 9/25.
9/2025, and then the 3 digits on the back.
581.
So I've got 581 581 on the back in
yep.
September or 09/2025 for the expiration date.
Yes, sir.
And then, Mr. Fincham, is that billing at the home address?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, does that
no,
bill
that
at the...
No, that one's 156 Lake Minute Lane.
You said 156?
Yes.
Okay, and then the street again?
Wakeman Mitten Lane.
Okay.
In Tomsbrook, Virginia.
Is it still the 22660?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It is. Okay. So in about a minute or so, let me just get everything in here. What's going on here? My computer is slower than I would want it to be. You said Wakeman's Mitten Road? That's road, right?
Yeah, Wakeman Mitten Lane.
Oh, lane. Okay. Okay. And then if you, in a minute or so, like I said, you're going to get a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't. I'm actually riding
that's
down
okay.
the road. I just left the bank.
That's all right. Not a problem. Appreciate you getting back to me as quickly as you did and as soon as you could. You'll actually be able to reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern. And you, of course, can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The phone number and the email address will be on a confirmation email that you'll receive by email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be an invoice, or there'll be a link, I should say, on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification, or what we went over in the last phone call, I should say, and the voice verification. It's going to be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, so probably that might be easier for you to access. Well, it's saying that the card number is invalid, not the expiration date or anything like that. I think that was accurate. And I've just got the 4471 left now that I had updated and encrypted everything else. Sometimes it just takes me putting it back into the system again, and it fixes itself. I've seen that happen before. So even if I had the number right before, it might just take putting it back in. But if you don't mind reading it back to me, I believe the first four were 4491, right? Did I lose you again? I guess I did. I just heard the zoot.